The second announcement was made by Mrs. Hideo Ishida, who stopped by the cafe with three of her four red-cheeked children. She lined them up at the counter and told Mrs. Hartman, "Give Bruce a box of Cracker Jack. Bobby wants a Coke. Bonnie Jean? We know how you feel, Bonnie Jean, but come on, have a treat." Bonnie Jean shook her head, and Mrs. Ishida said, "Bonnie Jean's sort of blue. She don't want to leave here. The school here. And all her friends." "Why, say," said Mrs. Hartman, smiling at Bonnie Jean, "that's nothing to be sad over. Transferring from Holcomb to Garden City High? Lots more boys." Bonnie Jean said, "You don't understand. Daddy's taking us away. To Nebraska." Bess Hartman looked at the mother, as if expecting her to deny the daughter's allegation. "It's true, Bess," Mrs. Ishida said. "I don't know what to say," said Mrs. Hartman, her voice indignantly astonished and also despairing. The Ishidas were a part of the Holcomb community everyone appreciated. A family likably high-spirited, yet hard-working and neighborly and generous, though they didn't have much to be generous with. Mrs. Ishida said, "We've been talking on it a long time. Hideo, he thinks we can do better somewhere else."
"When you plan to go?"
"Soon as we sell up. But anyway, not before Christmas. On account of a deal we've worked out with the dentist. About Hideo's Christmas present. Me and the kids, we're giving him 3 gold teeth. For Christmas." Mrs. Hartman sighed.
"I don't know what to say. Except I wish you wouldn't. Just up and leave us."
She sighed again.
"Seems like we're losing everybody. One way and another."
"Gosh. You think I want to leave?" Mrs. Ishida said. "Far as people go, this is the nicest place we ever lived. But Hideo, he's the man, and he says we can get a better farm in Nebraska. And I'll tell you something, Bess." Mrs. Ishida attempted a frown, but her plump, round, smooth face could not quite manage it. "We used to argue about it. Then one night I said, 'Okay, you're the boss, let's go.' After what happened to Herb and his family, I felt something around here had come to an end. I mean, personally. For me. And so I quit arguing. I said, 'Okay.'" She dipped a hand into Bruce's box of Cracker Jack. "Gosh, I can't get over it. I can't get it off my mind. I liked Herb. Did you know I was one of the last to see him alive? Uh-huh. Me and the kids. We've been to the 4-H meeting in Garden City, and he gave us a ride home. The last thing I said to Herb, I told him how I couldn't imagine his ever being afraid. That no matter what the situation was, he could talk his way out of it." Thoughtfully, she nibbled a kernel of Cracker Jack, took a swig of Bobby's Coke, then said, "Funny. But you know, Bess, I'll bet he wasn't afraid. I mean, however it happened, I'll bet right up to the last he didn't believe it would. Because it couldn't. Not to him."